The season was 2011, and it was a mediocre NFC East. The Giants at one point that year standing 6-6. They win three of their last four games. They win the division at 9-7. The Eagles and Dallas both at 8-8. And everybody said, the NFC East, it stinks. Well, the Giants went on to win the Super Bowl that year, beating the Patriots. So you never know. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. Let's chat about the NFC East for a moment here. Is it as bad as it looks, or is it just starting to get separation cream and all?
I think it is as bad as it looks. What you're seeing is that you're not seeing a lot of consistent play by any team. And we talk about consistency and execution every single week here about the Eagles, but you haven't seen very much of that throughout this division. But this is a good thing for the Eagles, that they have an opportunity. And this week they play one of the teams in the division, and it's a must-win game. You can't afford to go 1-3 in division. You can't afford to have two losses to Dallas throughout in this season. The Eagles have to win this football game, and it's going to take a big push from them offensively as well as defensively, but this is definitely a beatable team in Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys, interesting, 13-12 losers to Seattle on Sunday. They get Dez Bryant back. He has two catches, 12 yards, pretty inconsequential numbers from him. They ran the football fairly well, but no touchdowns, Brian. And I don't know if there's a solution for the Cowboys until Tony Romo gets back. I mean, if you're Bill Davis, what do you want to do if you stack the box to stop the run? You're going to double team Brian. You're going to double team Jason Witten. What do you want to do defensively?
Well, I think defensively, you have to start by stacking the box. You don't want to allow this offensive line to take over the game, similar to the way that the Carolina Panthers offensive line took over the game, especially in the second half, the last time the Eagles played. So you have to stack the box, make sure that this Darren McFadden doesn't get going, because he's looked pretty good the last couple weeks. And then you play one-on-one outside with Dez. You have your safety take an eye, look at him from time to time. But I like to see Byron Maxwell in his face, physical, play just like Richard Sherman was last week. Make him get off the line with that sore foot. And if you do that and you stack the box, then you have a much better chance of getting to the quarterback, especially if they throw the football.
And for the offense, it's kind of a get-back-at-him game. The Eagles shut down in week two against the Dallas Cowboys. The offense that day was really ineffective. A couple of big mistakes from Sam Bradford, including that end zone interception, a great pick from Sean Lee. So the Eagles offense wants to come out roaring against the Dallas Cowboys. A second look at a team now that has Greg Hardy, Randy Gregory. They're much better up front. And the secondary, remarkably, Brian, has kind of withstood all of these problems, and they're keeping the Cowboys in games.
Yeah, the secondary has played pretty decent because their front seven, they're actually getting after the quarterback just a bit. And I think one thing that's important for this Eagles team is to get a fast start. In the first seven games, they've only scored 10 points in the first quarter. That's just not going to be enough to compete throughout the second half of the season. They have to get a fast start going on. They need production from this offensive line. We talked about Jason Kelce as well as Jason Peters. These guys have to lead this offensive team. If they do that, and Sam Bradford comes to play, complete some ball down the field, I think they have a chance.
All right, so it's the Cowboys-Eagles on Sunday Night Football. We've got more to go here on Eagles 360. Stay with us.